No. No, they haven't. No, not even Milton. I'm still waiting for them. Yes, yes, the girl's here. I say, Max, is everything all right? Yeah. Yes, I'm listening. Salzburg. I see. Yes, I'll tell him. Right. Goodbye. You're late.
Yes, we had a hell of a game with one of the cars.
Where's Dixie and the others?
They should be here soon.
Did you get the stuff all right?
Yes. I say, what happened about that girl, Steve Trent?
She's here.
Here?
Yes.
Well, that's a bit stupid, isn't it?
It's the chief's orders to bring her back here. That's all I know.
Did you have any trouble with her?
At first. We were nearly picked up in Bond Street. She screamed like mad.
My heaven, I could do with a drink. Now, I'll mix it. Dixie was very good tonight. He worked like a nigger.
I'm glad you arrived first, Doc. I wanted to talk with you.
Yes. I wanted to see you, too. That's why I came on ahead.
Oh? What did you want to see me about?
Can't you guess?
No.
Then I'll tell you. 6 months ago, my dear Miss Thornley, you and the gentleman who prefers to call himself the Knave of Diamonds picked me off a somewhat dilapidated tramp steamer, where, partly through certain misfortunes for which I can assure you I was not to blame, I was acting as a sort of a, shall we say, general practitioner. Indeed, not to put too fine a point on it, I was down and out.
Well?
Well, Miss Thornley... by the way, I think I'll call you Ludmilla. Miss Thornley is a trifle...
No one calls me Ludmilla, except Max.
Very well, then. It shall be Diana. Well, Diana, whereas 6 months ago I shouldn't have given a tuppenny damn about what happened to me, today I find myself in the rather unique position, for me at any rate, of looking forward to the future.
I still don't understand.
What I'm trying to say is this. I sincerely hope that our mutual friend, the Knave of Diamonds, has no intention of depriving me of that future.
What? Why should you think that?
Oh, no particular reason. But you see, unlike Dixie and Horace, and of course Snow, there are times when I find myself doing quite a spot of thinking. This evening, I regret to say, was one of those occasions.
Well?
Well, Diana, oddly enough, my thoughts this evening assumed a rather, shall we say, creative turn of mind.
Creative turn of mind?
Yes. I wrote a letter. A long letter. Beautifully phrased and charmingly written.
I wish to heaven you'd talk sense.
Very well, then. If by any chance I happen to have an unfortunate accident, either now or in the near future, my beautifully phrased, charmingly written letter will be delivered straight into the hands of the Home Secretary. You'll observe that I say the Home Secretary, not Scotland Yard.
What's in that letter?
Shall we leave that to the imagination?
You damn fool, Doc. If that letter...
That letter, I assure you, is quite safe. Will neither be posted nor opened, except, of course, in what I, at any rate, would regard as an unpleasant emergency.
Max had no intention of double-crossing you. You've been far too valuable. We respect both your intelligence and your courage. But the others, well...
What about the others?
They've got to go.
Why?
You know perfectly well why. We're coming to the end of our rope. Things are getting a bit too hot. They've got a warrant out for every one of us excepting the chief. Temple overheard our meeting in room 7 on Thursday. That's why Max switched our meeting to this place. If any one of the other three are picked up, they'll talk. We can't take that chance.
No. No, perhaps you're right.
Max wants us to leave for Austria almost immediately. He'll join us later.
Yes. Yes, all right. Do the boys know about the Salzburg rendezvous?
I'm afraid so. That's what makes them so dangerous.
Mm-hmm. What about the girl?
Which girl?
This girl here, Steve Trent.
The chief will take care of her, don't worry.
Diana, why did he bring her here? What's the point?
She's Harvey's sister.
Harvey? You mean the tech Horace murdered at the Little General?
Yes.
I'm beginning to see daylight. Inspector Harvey had a sister. I didn't know that.
No, neither did the Knave until Mr. Paul Temple kindly supplied the information.
Paul Temple? Still got that little matter to attend to.
Don't worry about Temple. While we've got the girl, his hands are tied.
You heard from the chief?
Yes, he rang through shortly before you arrived. He wanted to know about the Malvern job.
I think we might have difficulty getting some of the stuff out of the country.
We can deal with that later. First of all, there's this other business.
You mean the gang?
Yes.
Leave that to me. Is this trap door working?
Yes, and it's high tide.
Good. Here, give me a hand.
Not a very pleasant part of the river, Doctor.
No, but it's going to prove useful. Snow will be the first here. Horace and Dixie are coming together.
What are you going to do?
You'll soon see. This thing's heavy. It's done it.
They know about the trap door, you know. It won't be a surprise.
I think it will, the way I shall handle the situation. Where's that bottle of whiskey?
Here we are.
Good. Now we'll each have a drink handy on the table. Good. Get glasses ready for the others. That's fine. Now pass me my valise.
What's in that small bottle?
I'm going to add a little extra kick to the whiskey, my dear, that's all. I think our friends will find it stimulating.
What is it?
I don't think you'd be any the wiser if I told you. When snow arrives, be drinking at all costs. You mustn't suspect anything.
No, all right. What's that?
Must be snow.
I can't see properly this window.
It's what? Dixie.
Isn't Horace with him?
No. He must be coming with snow later. That's funny. I was absolutely... Here he is. You know what to do. Hello, Dixie. I thought you were coming with Horace.
No, we've had a hell of a game. They must have got the alarm off pretty snappy. A cop stopped us on the outskirts of Melbourne.
What happened? Well, you didn't...
Yes, no, let him have it.
You blasted fool, Dixie.
It's all very well talking. We're in a jam.
Why did you change cars?
Snow was all shot to pieces. Couldn't drive properly. Say, I feel like a drink.
Huh? Oh, yes, of course. Help yourself.
My God, Snow was in a state. We couldn't do anything with him.
Is Horace all right?
Yes. Say, have you heard from the chief?
Yes, he's ringing again later.
Oh, this is the biggest job I've tackled. The safe was a devil. It was one of those...
Cheerio, Dixie.
Oh, cheers, Doc. Say, what the hell's the matter with this? Say, Doc. Doc, my throat, it... Doc, what is it? What is it, Doc? Oh, God!
Help me with the trapdoor, Diana. Quickly. Good. Now, I'll attend to him. Now, listen, go downstairs and drive this car around to the back. We don't want the others to see it when they arrive.
Yes, all right.
I'll take a pocketbook, my friend. Well, au revoir, Dixie.